This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Explosions were seen on the Gaza skyline late on Sunday as Israeli troops continue their military operation in the Gaza Strip. Israel has come under mounting international pressure, even from its closest ally, the United States, as the war enters a sixth week. More than 11,000 Palestinians, two-thirds of them women and minors, have been killed since the war began, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry, which does not differentiate between civilian and militant deaths. At least 1,200 people have been killed on the Israeli side, mostly civilians killed in the initial Hamas attack. 46 Israeli soldiers have been killed in Gaza since the ground offensive began. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli strikes have pounded Gaza City as ground forces battle Hamas militants near its largest hospital. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Health officials say thousands of medics, patients, and displaced people are trapped in Shifa Hospital with no electricity and dwindling supplies. Another hospital, Al-Quds, has shut down. Israel's military says there is a safe corridor for civilians out of Shifa to southern Gaza and that it would assist in moving babies on Sunday. In a televised address, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected growing calls for a ceasefire unless it included the hostages' release. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel said it was poised to impose quiet on the Lebanese front as hostilities spiked on Sunday, with Hezbollah wounding civilians in a cross-border missile attack and the Israeli Air Force bombing sites linked to the Iranian-backed group. Hezbollah's leader on Saturday described the Israel front as active. This is VOA News. More than 180,000 people across France, including 100,000 in Paris, have marched peacefully to protest against rising anti-Semitism in the wake of Israel's ongoing war against Hamas in Gaza. Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne, representatives of several parties on the left, conservatives and centrists of President Emmanuel Macron's party, participated in the march amid an alarming increase in anti-Jewish acts in France since the start of the war. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's defense team is slated to start questioning witnesses Monday in the civil fraud trial in New York against the Trump Organization. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Lawyers for the state attorney general who filed the lawsuit accusing Donald Trump of grossly inflating his wealth to secure loans and insurance rested their case last week. Trump's lawyer Alina Haba on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures says her client did nothing wrong, and they'll ask for a mistrial, but the judge hasn't ruled in their favor in the past.
This judge has to be the one that decides, is he going to recuse himself? Does he feel that there was a mistrial? It's a bench trial. We have one judge, and it's the same judge that issued the gag order that has to make those determinations.
On the witness stand last week, Trump testified he did nothing wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
Activists protesting environmental abuses, poor working conditions, and the Israel-Hamas war are protesting a global trade summit. They were marching Sunday in downtown San Francisco, California. That's where this week's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Leaders Conference is taking place. Thousands of protesters are expected. The No to APEC coalition is made up of more than 100 grassroots organizations. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are among world leaders expected at the summit. In the U.S. state of South Dakota, a law professor typically teaches about dense topics like torts and natural resources, but VOA's Scott Walterman says next semester teaching law using Taylor Swift.
I have this thing where I get older, but just never wiser.
Sean Kramer wanted his legal writing course to draw on music and art to help the students reconsider legal language and craft persuasive arguments. The self-described Swifty thought a focus on the cultural icon was also a way to connect with his students. The class is full. Courses on Swift, Rick Ross, and Succession supplement traditional law school courses with experiences that professors say they often don't have themselves. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Download the VOA mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey.